flower. I wish I had the whole bouquet. If I should ask you for an hour,
is there a chance that you would stay and maybe spend the day?
Can't seem to stop myself from caring, at least until the day I die. And if by chance you see me staring,
disappearing at the thought of our nearing an end. And it was there you declared all love is unfair. May could talk freely, speak to me for once, so truly, for once, so truly, for once, so truly, I could know it's where you're going, it's where I'm standing.
Thank you.
like the tree that grows so tall. Leaves turn gold and then they fall. They've gone down, but now they've grown. They're going home. Mountain streams may run and flow, clean the sand on which they go, stretching down like it had known. It's going home. Sunrise early in the dawn slips away and then it's gone, leaves the night to carry on while it's going home. Once a man, he lived and died. What he said, death could not hide. Even though it's often tried, but he was going home. Now, my friends, it's time to go, and this love will live to grow, and I want you all to know I'm going home.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, called my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
My name is Johnny St. Lethal. I'm 28 years old and I wrote me a novel. It's called 20 something and the cover is gray text on black, like Belly of the Beast by Jack Abbott. And if you look at me in my book, you'll see that I wear my influences on my sleeve. Beatnik poets, man, Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, and Neil Cassidy. I sport dark shades and a worn black leather jacket and project an attitude that says, hey, I don't give a shit. And I get more pussy than Vince Neil got in 1983. And I gave my book to Mark Kozak in the front row in Philadelphia the other night and he high-fived me. He said, hey, what's your name? I said, Johnny St. Lethal. He said, wow, that's a cool name, man. You're my biggest hero. But your life is just beginning, and you're just finding your feet in this world. And your shtick's limited to impressing 19-year-old girls from Williamsburg. The sweet spot for a man lasts from about 27 to 33. And trust me, the magic dust starts fading when you're approaching 40. Right now the girls tell you they got a boyfriend at the end of the night, right? Well, in your late 40s they tell you that information right up front, whether it's true or not. Throughout my life I met lots and 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 lots of people, but I never met anyone quite like Johnny St. Lethal. He's on top of the world with his Adam's apple and his Billy Joe Armstrong look and his black paperback novel. But Johnny kept talking during my show and hooting and holler, so I gave him 50 Norwegian kroners to trade places with a pleasant young girl down the road who was sweet and kind and mild-mannered. Right now you're on top of the world, Johnny St. Lethal, but let's take a look at Johnny when he's 49 years old, people. I wish you the best, I truly do. Johnny St. Lethal, I wish the best for each and every one of us, people. You could end up the next Oscar Wilde or Ernest Hemingway, or you could end up like Lux's boyfriend in Virgin Suicide's Trip Fontaine. You never really know what's around the corner, do you, Cool Hand Luke? But truly I wish the very best for you. Asked me once in Ireland, Mar, what is your dream? I said I'm living it. I asked you what's yours, since you asked me. She said I don't know, but that's a good answer. And we drifted off to sleep on a magical night in Galway, and I remember her lips tasted so sweet. And I was about your age, Johnny, and I believed in many things, but mostly I believed in me. Then the bullets started coming, that's when you find out how tough you really be. I've seen artists grow stronger, and I've seen artists wilt in the heat. I've seen artists thrive like big magnolia trees in song, die off like weeds. There are curveballs in life, Johnny. Some are hell and some are mind-blowingly beautiful. I got a message for you from all the people down here in Austin, Texas. Johnny St. Lethal. I got your book in my computer bag next to Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run. And when I get home, it's gonna sit on my shelf with the rest of them. Cause you autographed your book and kindly handed it to me personally. Thank you for the book and thank you for this song, Johnny St. Lethal.
For a fool, there's a woman inside of me. There's one inside of you too, and she don't always do pretty things.
Tell me what's wrong. be so full of love. And so you're hoping to make a change in the world. Repeating mantras to find some ground for your soul. Stop asking, oh, is that something I'm not anymore? A brother to shake these broken chords till they turn.